Okay, so we have the children at the front again, so I can talk to them face to face. Do you want to come to the front? Come on. Right, gather round. You can sit on the edge and sit on there if you want as well. Well, it's a very special Sunday today. Not only have we got some baptisms, have we had some baptisms? These are my notes. Do you want to read my notes with me? We're also going to give the children some gifts. They used to be called prizes, but we don't call them prizes now because everybody gets one. Even if they've only been once, they'll get a prize. So it's no use calling it a prize. It's not a prize. It's a gift, isn't it? We're going to give you a present because we think you're so great. We're so glad you come to church. We're going to give you all a present. Isn't that exciting? I can tell you that the present will be a book. So I hope you like books. Do you like books?
A special book.
What was that? Oh. No. I hope you like books, okay? Because if you don't like books, you're not going to be very happy with your present. But you do like books, don't you? You like books, don't you, Isabel?
You've got 100 books.
A 100 books? I've got more than 100 books.
I've got 2,100. Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Do you like books, Isabel? What book do you like? What's your favourite book?
Ballerinas.
Sorry?
Ballerinas.
Who? Ballerinas. I haven't read that one. Is it good? Yeah? Do you like, what's your favourite book, Jack?
The Hartlepool Programme I got.
The Hartlepool Programme?
Hey, a book!
What's your favourite book, Joe?
To read the Bible.
Oh. Oh. He knows how to give a right answer, doesn't he?
We've got ballerina books.
You've got ballerina books as well, have you? Do you like ballerina books? Yeah? Well, I must read ballerina books. Anyway, the books you're going to get today are all books about another book. They're books about another book.
And is that book about another book?
No. The book that all these books are about is the best book to read in the world. And it is the...
Bible.
Correct. So all these books are books about the Bible. And you know, the Bible is the book I like to read every day. I've got more than 100 books. I've got lots and lots and lots and lots of books, and I like reading books. I love reading books. But the book I like best of all, so I try and read it every day, is the Bible. Okay? Yeah. Now, why is the Bible such a lovely book, such a special book? I'll tell you why. It's because it's God's book. It's God's word. The Bible says it was breathed out by God. Expired. Breathed out by God. And that means that it's God's word. Because if you talk, you breathe out. Do you want to hold your breath for a minute? Now talk to me while you're holding your breath. You can't, can you? No, you're breathing out. You're breathing out. Yeah. You can't talk while you're holding your breath. So when it says that the Bible was... He's going red. When it says that the Bible was breathed out by God... Okay, calm down. When it says that the Bible was breathed out by God, it means that God spoke the Bible out. It's God's word, okay? So it's special. It's different from every other book. And I like to read it every day, if I remember, okay? Now, sometimes the Bible seems like a hard book. There's lots of pages in the Bible, isn't there? Lots and lots of pages. And there's no pictures in the Bible. Is there?
Yes,
so sometimes... Sometimes it seems like a hard book, doesn't it, to read?
Me and Amy have a picture of it.
pictures in our books.
You've got pictures in your books, yeah. Well, you can get Bibles with pictures in, but usually there's not many pictures because there's so many words in the Bible. There's so many words in the Bible. Listen to me. There's so many words in the Bible that there's not room for pictures, okay? And it seems like quite a hard book because in the olden days, Bibles were written in the way that people used to speak in the olden days. In the olden days, people used to talk in a very funny way. They didn't think it was funny, but we think it's funny when we read it today. I mean, what would you think if I knocked at your door, or if you knocked at my door, and I said, it is verily good to see thee. What would you think? Whither art thou bound? Wouldst thou like to abide with me so that we may sup? What would you think if I said that, if you knocked at my door? Well, that's the way they used to, that's right, that's the way they used to speak in the olden days. And it means, hello, it's nice to see you. Would you like to come in and have something to eat?
Yeah, but I think we found something.
Sorry?
We found something where it's special. But it has conked. But we found a polar bear, but I've called him a name. It's called Rhino.
Right. Okay. Would you like to tell me about the polar bear afterwards?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Right, now I'm not sure whether this was a good idea. Do you want to stand up and just listen to me, and we'll talk about the polar bear afterwards, okay? We're interested in the polar bear, but we'll talk about it afterwards. Okay, now nowadays you can get Bibles which are in the words we use today. So it's not too difficult to read the Bible now, because you can get Bibles in the words we use today, which is great, isn't it? And you must get a book, a Bible that you can understand like that, okay? Right, now, I've got some things with me, and I tell you what, let me stand up and I'll show you my things. And these are some of the things that the Bible says that the Bible is for the Christian. Let me just pin this back on here. And the first thing is that it's food. Now, when you eat food, when you take food in, it makes your body stronger. It makes your muscles stronger. It keeps you alive and it helps you grow. If you don't take food in, you get thinner and thinner and thinner until you disappear. You won't grow unless you take food in. And your muscles won't get stronger unless you eat food like this. Food like this is bread we eat every day, don't we? In Bible times, people used to eat bread every day. It was the thing they ate most of all. And the Bible says that God's word is like food, not for our bodies, but food for our minds. So we need to take God's word in every day, just like we eat bread every day or food every day. We need to take God's word in every day to feed our minds so that we'll grow as Christians. Okay? We don't just want our bodies to grow. We want to grow as Christians. And we grow as Christians when we feed on God's word, when we read it every day. Now, bread is a bit boring by itself, isn't it? So we like to put things on our bread. We like to put butter, we like to put jam on our bread. Something sweet, something delicious. And in Bible times it was honey. It was honey, okay? And it said in that psalm that God's word is sweeter than honey, okay? So God's word is like bread and honey. And we should eat it every day. We should feed on it every day if we want to grow as Christians. I'll tell you something else that the Bible is. It says in that psalm that God's word is a light to our feet. A light to our feet. Now in those days, there was no street lamps. And there was no headlights. There was no cars. There was no cars with headlamps. There was no street lights. So if you were going for a walk in those days, there was no light at all. It was pitch dark. And you would trip over things, and you would bump into other people, and you might fall off a cliff. All kinds of nasty things could happen to you if you didn't take a light with you. It wasn't a light like this in those days. It wasn't a light like this. It was a lantern. And people would carry a lantern with them to be a light to their feet, so that they would light up the path and go the right way and not get lost or fall over things or bump into things or bump into people. And that psalm says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. If we want to go the right way, if we don't want to go the wrong way, if we want to go God's way, then we need the Bible to light up our path through life. Okay, so the Bible is like a light. And another thing is that the Bible is like an instruction book. This is the instruction book for my washing machine. Well, it's not my washing machine, it's my wife's washing machine. This is the instruction book, and it tells you how to use it. And the people who made the washing machine gave these instructions. And they understand the washing machine because they made it. And therefore they understand it better than anybody else. And they've given us these instructions so we know exactly what to do so that the washing machine doesn't go wrong. Now, who made us? Who made us?
God.
So who knows best how we will work?
God.
So in the Bible, God has given us his instructions. Where's my Bible? Can anybody remember where I put my Bible? Thank you. Pass me my Bible. Thank you. And listen what it says in that psalm, Psalm 119. It says this. Just hang on a minute while I find it. Psalm 119. Verse 73. Are you listening? Hey, are the grown-ups listening as well? Your hands made me and formed me. Give me understanding to learn your commands. Your hands made me and formed me. Give me understanding to learn your commands. So the Bible is God's instruction manual. And another thing that that psalm said, it said that God's word is... I'll read it to you. No, it doesn't say that. Let me get the verse absolutely right. It says... I've lost my sermon, it doesn't matter. Psalm 119, verse 72. Are you listening? The law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. So God's word is like treasure. Thousands of pieces of silver and gold. God's word is like treasure. Are you watching? It's not silver and gold, unfortunately. It's copper. But imagine if that was silver and gold. The psalmist says God's word is more precious than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. So if we have a Bible, if we have a Bible, and if we read the Bible, and if we obey the Bible, we're rich. People who don't obey the Bible, even though they might be millionaires, they're poor actually. But if we have the Bible, and we love the Bible, and we believe the Bible, and obey the Bible says that we're rich. Isn't that great? So, I want somebody to tell me all the things that we've learnt today that the Bible says the Bible is to a Christian. Can anybody remember? Yes? You've forgotten. Anybody remember the things I've shown you today? Yes, Joe? Not a bowl, no. Money, yes. A light, yes. And what was the first one? Bread, food, yeah. Yeah, and what was the other one? The instruction book. So God's word, yes. Instruction book, yeah. God's word is like food. It's like a light, it's like an instruction book, and it is like treasure. And therefore, that's why You're going to get books today about another book, the Bible, because we want you to read God's Word for the rest of your life. Okay? Right, I think we have another hymn now, and then...